Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Because as the people of Louth are waiting in Dundalk, as John mentioned there, they're also waiting there to catch a glimpse of President Joe Biden, and Fianna Fáil Senator Éireann McGreehan is on the line now. Éireann, you're trying to make your way to Dundalk now for the walkabout this evening. How are you faring with that?
Well, good afternoon, Sarah. It's fantastic to have such a positive emphasis here on the Cooley Peninsula and indeed all of County Louth, because we don't always get the good news, and this is a real positive day for us all here. Yes, I'm sitting in a car. I'm waiting for the motorcade and the cavalcade and all the entourage to pass me by, and then I'm going to make my way to Dundalk. I'm a peninsula woman, so I wanted to see the president on home soil before I headed to Dundalk. It's such a big deal for us here, and it's such a big deal for all of North Louth, and we're all so proud to have welcomed him in. It's such a pity, though, the weather is so bad. It really has taken a turn for the worst. It was beautiful all day, and we were all hoping, and we all had the child of Prague and the prayers out. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. We will hopefully. As was in your previous interview there, that the president will imagine and remember the beautiful place that he did visit back a couple of years ago. It is one of the most beautiful and picturesque places in the country. It's a pity the mountains, both the Mourne and the Cooley Mountains, will be hidden under that veil of cloud. But of course, on the entire visit, it's a really positive thing, no matter whether the weather is bad or not. Yeah. People are coming out from all over the country, and they have come to the Cooley Peninsula and indeed Dundalk. And Dundalk, as you know, Sarah, this is the second US president to visit Dundalk. Not many towns in Ireland can boast to that.
Who was the
so
previous
really,
one? Remind
really
me.
Bill Clinton came. Clinton came after the Good Friday Agreement was signed. This time, the President Joe Biden is coming in honour of the Good Friday Agreement. And as you know, Sarah, border towns like Dundalk and border areas like North Louth suffered greatly throughout the Troubles. And now we're coming back, and this whole entire region has been uplifted because of the Good Friday Agreement. And it's really symbolic, really apt that he is, I suppose, coming home to County Louth, celebrating with us his ancestry and celebrating with us the Good Friday Agreement. Now, as I sit here, Sarah, there are a lot of Gardaí, a lot of commotion happening in front of me on the main road. So I do think that possibly the president will be passing Cooley Distillery and Martin's Pub as in the next couple of minutes.
We might catch it live on air on radio, which pictures will be better, but don't switch to the television. It's a very exciting day for the county. Is the cavalcade passing close to your own home? Is that right? Or have I got that wrong, Éireann?
Yeah. No, absolutely. The peninsula isn't a large place. I'm just at the bottom of my road, waiting on the president to pass on the main road. So we're a very close community here. It's fantastic, as I said, that when a president visits your own parish, it's a huge deal and a huge positive day for us all here in County Louth.
Well, don't let the weather get you down and enjoy every minute of it.
Absolutely.
Thank
not.
You very much for joining us. That's Fianna Fáil Senator Éireann McGreehan, and I hope everyone in Dundalk is enjoying that, and indeed in the County of Louth is enjoying the visit as much as they can. Oh, God. Okay, so that's Super Mario. My producer told me to say this. Super Biden is just arriving to Carlingford. John Cook is there. John, what can you tell us?
I can tell you now, Sarah, that as you speak to me, President Biden's motorcade entourage is making its way through Carlingford Village. You may hear a helicopter overhead. Lots of security around this visit, of course. There are Secret Service and White House professionals. There are Gardaí, all sorts of security personnel present. And the Beast is in Carlingford. That massive car making its way through Carlingford Village now. And the people who have queued for hours in the rain are screaming with joy to finally see President Biden's entourage arrive in his ancestral home place, or one of them, of course, here in the Cooley Peninsula in County Louth. A very, very large motorcade with flashing lights made its way from Dublin Airport, of course, surrounded by lots of Gardaí along the route too, and lots of children and people lining the route as well with their flags to wave and welcome him en route. As I speak, that motorcade moving its way past Carlingford Castle. I'm stationed on the eastern facade of the castle. He'll be on the western side as he comes in, and we'll get to see him when he looks out over this viewing point, if he does brave the rain, to see Carlingford Lock and the harbour here, imagining, of course, the journey taken by his ancestors, the Finnegans and the Carneys, in famine times around 1849. What I can tell you, Sarah, is that the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, is here to greet President Biden, and there'll be representatives of the OPW as well. The Carlingford Pipe Band, we could hear bagpipes in the distance, are going to pipe him into the castle, where he'll be met by representatives of the Office of Public Works, which runs this historic site. And Jerry Hoey of the Carlingford Heritage Centre is going to guide President Biden around the castle in the next few minutes, while other representatives of that group will be telling President Biden about his family history here in Cooley. I'm told as well, Irish rugby legend and Leinster great Rob Kearney here to see President Biden as well. The genealogist will tell you that Rob Kearney and President Biden go back many, many years ago as long-lost cousins when he traced his roots here in County Louth. So just some of the action here in County Louth for now. The rain's still pouring, but people giving a great cheer as they welcome President Joe Biden back to County Louth once again, Sarah.
John Cook, thank you for bringing us up to date on that, and no doubt we'll be back to John perhaps later in the programme. Oh, John, there you are. What is the US president doing now?
Sarah, I can tell you that President Joe Biden is being escorted from the viewing point here at Carlingford Castle with the Carlingford Pipe Band. You may hear bagpipes in the distance, and would you believe it, the rain had eased a little bit there just to allow him to come out and have a look out to Carlingford Lock and the harbour here, where there are Secret Service vehicles lining this small pier. I hope they all get out of here okay, because some of them are very large armoured vehicles. In the last few minutes, President Biden looked out to the harbour as it was envisaged he would. He's accompanied by members of the local historical society and OPW officials, telling him about the history of this 12th century castle, and also about a time when some of the Biden ancestors, the Finnegans and the Carneys, embarked from these waters for opportunities in America in the 1840s. President Biden, wearing a navy blue cap to shelter from the rain, was accompanied by Taoiseach the Micheál Martin, also in a similar cap, and he even took a few off-the-cuff questions from the media here. He was joked with us here down below him. We're on the eastern facade of the castle looking out on the water. Don't jump in on a day like this. He was asked by a reporter how it felt to be home. Wonderful, he said. It feels like being home, and he feels wonderful. And I'm afraid you wait all these years to ask President Joe Biden a question, Sarah, and I'm so wet and cold at the moment. All I could ask him was what he thought of the weather. So when I shouted to President Biden, what do you think of the weather now that it's your home? He said, it's Ireland, it's fine. Shrugged his shoulders, no bother, and seems very happy to be here.
You've the pollster absolutely landed with that one, John. Well done. John Cook joining us again from Carlingford there. Thank you very much, and thank